What's good, Desi Hip Hop fam? You are tuned in to the Unfiltered Podcast, live on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitch. By the way, we're also streaming after this live show ends. We are streaming on Spotify, Apple Music, Google Podcasts, and everywhere else where you can listen to podcasts. I am your host, DJ Raf, live and direct from the US. And today, we have a dope plan for the show. This is episode 14, and I want to thank Applause for making a lot of this possible. You know, if you do any live shows anywhere on the internet, you can use Applause to monetize your live streams. Big shout out to Desi Hip Hop as well, at Desi Hip Hop everywhere. And so I'm going to stop talking, and I'm going to get to today's show. Today, we're bringing on an amazing team of artists who represent Ink Records in India. So when Gully Boy first started being produced, you know, Ranveer Singh and his partners noticed all this hip hop talent, you know, raw hip hop talent in India, and they loved it. You know what they did after that? They signed some of them up. And, you know, that was the creation of Ink Records. And now Ink is blowing up. They have multiple talented artists. And today we're going to talk to some of these amazing artists. And so I'm going to, you know, without further ado, I'm going to start introducing each of them. So first off, we have a very talented musician, producer, and artist at Ink. His name is Rakis, and he is alongside Nuka. Nuka is one of the most prolific female artists out of India right now. She recently released AO Burn with Kambhari, and it's been blown up ever since then. So please, you know, join me in welcoming Rakis and Nuka together. Woo! Welcome. Welcome to the show. Are you guys in the Inking Studios?
Yeah, actually.
Yes.
Studio B.
Oh, nice. All right. Awesome. Well, thank you for joining. Next up, we have one of the illest rhymers in Ink Records. He goes by the name of Devil the Rhymer. And he recently, he was featured in Mehfile Hip Hop, one of their latest releases from Ink. And I want to welcome Devil the Rhymer to the Unfiltered Podcast. What's good, bro? I hope your internet is working.
So finally, my internet is working.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, that's good. Yeah. Awesome, man. Thank you. Thank you for being here. So the next artist we're bringing onto the show, he's a storyteller, and he recently dropped a song called Wannabe Rapper, where he gave us a glimpse of what inspired him to become a rapper today. So his name is Slow Cheetah. Welcome, Slow Cheetah, to the Unfiltered Podcast. Welcome to the show, bro.
Thank you, brother. I can't do this interview. I'm sorry. Your t-shirt doesn't work, man. Sorry.
Oh, man. Why? Tell me why, bro. Like, what's your team? No, are you Man United?
All the way, baby. All the way. Shit. Oh, shit. There's only one United.
Well, that's awesome. Okay, we're going to talk about that in a little bit, definitely, because I want to tell you how bad Man United is.
Can't wait, let's do this.
All right, so last but not least, you know, this guy spits fire like none other. This guy, you know, one of his breakout EPs was Patshala, and he's been, you know, making a lot of names and he attracted audiences from around the world. Please welcome Spitfire to the Unfiltered Podcast. Okay. Man, I'm really happy to have you guys here. This is really special, man. Look at the screen. So many talented artists in one place. That's crazy. So let's start the show by asking where you are. You know, let's start with Spitfire. Where are you right now, bro?
Brother, main hoon abhi Madhya Pradesh mein. Mere shahar ka naam hai Chhatarpur. Aur Madhya Pradesh ko hum log bulate hain mid zone. So yes, straight out of mid zone. Main baitha hoon abhi apne ghar pe Chhatarpur mein, mere kamre mein. Aur bas chal raha hai.
Nice. That's awesome. Are you with the family? with
yes,
your
yes, brother. I'm with my family. मैं मेरे dad, मेरी बहन है, मेरा कुत्ता and बस हम लोग बस
मैं मेरे dad
दूसरे कमरे में बैठ के देख रहे होंगे ये podcast और
awesome. Yes, say hi to your dad.
के लिए और हम सबको बुलाने के लिए brother.
हाँ, of course. Of course, you guys are making so much impact. Of course, we need you on the show. how about yourself, Slow Cheetah? Where are
yes,
you?
Brother. I am in my room in Mumbai, brother. I live with my family. Parents, nice. Brother, his wife, my wife, full house.
Oh, sick. Yeah. That's awesome. That's awesome. And Devil the Rhymer, where are you, bro? Oh, man.
Devil the Rhymer is in a no internet zone.
Okay, we'll come
okay.
back.
Remove and bring.
All right. And Studio B, where is Studio B? Is it in Mumbai?
Studio B is in Vancouver and I'm here west.
Yes, in Mumbai.
Mumbai.
Actually, it's like a yin and yang setup. So Shikhar Rakis and built his studio first. And
nice.
At the time, I was like, oh, I don't really deserve a studio right now because, you know, I just started producing and la 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 la. And then 2 years later, I was like, fuck, I need my own studio. And so, you know, this is like all black and mine is like white. So it's in Bombay.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's teamwork right there.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see Devil the Rhymer.
A little bit of teamwork.
That's awesome.
Check. मेरा voice आ रहा है क्या?
Yes, much better now. Yes.
Finally. So अभी मैं दिल्ली में हूँ अपने मम्मी भाई के साथ and नीचे मेरे दादी हैं, मेरे चाचा चाची हैं, उनकी छोटी सी बेटी.
Nice. Awesome, bro. Like, look at this. You know, we're all from so many different parts on one call. You know, and I'm in the U.S. in Minneapolis.
Wow.
Like pretty much five different cities right here.
Udhar kya time hua hai bro abhi?
Huh?
What's the time there?
Oh, it's 11:10 a.m.
Oh, bahut din se wo time dekha hi nahi hai maine.
Yeah. Okay. Awesome, bro. So let's get started. So you know the way this show is, you know, organized is it's kind of like a game show, and you know we get to know each other a little bit better through some of these games. So let's start with the first segment called Scavenger Hunt. So Scavenger Hunt, you know, this is part of the show where I ask you, the guests, to share something from your room or your house, you know, share a story, tell us something about something in your room. Who wants to get started? I think Nuka has already.
Yeah, I know. I was like, oh my God, I forgot all about this. And then I was like, yeah, all my stuff is here. So I have this little doll.
Uh-huh.
And,
nice.
And I got it in Russia, in St. Petersburg. And it was my first trip to Russia. I was there with a film that I was a part of called Angry Indian Goddesses. We had like a premiere there. And at something that was completely against like you know the norm in Russia, which was like an LGBT film festival. Mm-hmm. And we had I remember people protesting outside because they thought this was completely wrong. You know, and so and this doll actually I got this doll there and I have a little miniature collection in my studio and this is part of that.
Oh nice. That's awesome. Yeah, that's a good story. That is really cool. Thanks for sharing. That's really interesting. Like, and when was this?
When this you were was in Russia? 2016.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Nice. Just 4 years ago.
Yeah.
Everything has changed now. Now we're in a corona world.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you for sharing. Spitfire, what do you have for us, bro?
Yes, bro. So I have this फोन मेरे पास ये फोन है
हाँ.
तो ये मेरा पहला फोन था जो मेरे डैड ने मुझे दिया था
अरे हाँ क्या बात है
ऑन दिस फोन आई हैव स्टार्टेड ये सारी चीजें मैंने तो मैं इस पे सब कुछ सर्च करता था एंड इस पे एक मेरे पे सिम हुआ करता था तो मैं पैसे कलेक्ट करता था हफ्ते भर और इंटरनेट डलाता था टू जस्ट सर्च कि क्या चल रहा है सीन में, गाने डाउनलोड करता था। और मेरे पास चीज़ें सुनने के लिए नहीं होती थी तो मैं क्या करता था, दोस्तों से आई यूज टू कलेक्ट दिस ईयरफोन्स, इतने सारे मैंने दोस्तों से टूटे हुए ईयरफोन्स कलेक्ट किए थे और इनको मैं सही कर करके जैसे तैसे टेप लगा के मैं ठीक कर लेता था एंड इस पर सुनते रहता था, ट्राई करते थे, जब तक चलता था चलता था। सो यस, दिस इज द फोन मैं जो जिसपे सारा कुछ स्टार्ट किया था और इसी छोटे फोन पे मैं लगे रहता था गाने वाने सर्च करने के लिए और इससे ही मेरा जर्नी स्टार्ट हुआ था। स्टिल वर्किंग बट इसका बैटरी अभी डेड है, तो दिस इज द ओजी थिंग जो मुझे मिली थी एंड थैंक्स टू दिस कि सब हुआ।
दैट्स क्रेजी, यू नो दोस फोन्स नेवर डाई, यू नो दे लाइक ब्रिक्स, यू कैन थ्रो एनीवेयर।
यस ब्रो, स्टिल वर्किंग मतलब अभी चलता है वो।
हां, दैट्स क्रेजी, that's awesome man, I like that story, thank you. We all have that, you know, old phone story, so I really like that one. Awesome. Okay, so Rakis, what do you have to share with us, bro?
Godzilla. All right, Corona can't touch that.
Shikhar bhai ke paas craziest toys hai, craziest, like kya kya cheeze rakhi hai unne pitare
mein. Okay.
So yeah, I love collecting screens and like, you know, just anything that looks like it can be on my desk. And I've been using amazing with it.
Yeah, in China.
And I
bro,
I
bro, China bro, ban hai sab abhi.
Dude, हम लोग चाइना में थे और हम लोग सबवे में गए and there are so many people that it's always packed, you know, so everyone is like squashed up against each other, at least at that time it was like squashed up against each other and there's no space और हम दोनों इतने लंबे हैं कि हम लोग ऐसे थे ऊपर और हमारे यहाँ पूरी लोगों
That is, क्या बात है, क्या बात है. But वहाँ के what is like the sub of the day in China, like कुत्ता sub of the day, बिल्ली, bat, सब वो सब होता हो ना, क्या खाएगा आदमी वहाँ.
I remember like in China, like I tried snake, I tried
snake.
Yeah,
this is definitely the last. Anushka, he's saying all this in front of you.
I wasn't vegan at that time.
She was right next to me.
I wasn't vegan at that time. My journey hadn't started like at that time yet. So obviously, but you do a photo. You can't understand anything. There's nothing written in English. And the pictures all look the same. So you're like just praying to God. We ate at McDonald's basically all the time. You're like, please stand for this.
Okay, super.
That's funny. And that's why, so while eating, I saw this and I was like, okay, I need to have this.
Yeah, yeah. It's pretty cool. It looks nice.
You probably ate something like that in your sub, brother.
Man, you know, it could be tasty. Who knows?
Anushka is going to kill you, but okay.
Podcast ke baad.
Okay, slow cheetah, bro. What do you have to share with us?
Mate, I have something that's been with me through the last 5 years. Something that's really, really special. I think it saved my life on multiple occasions. And something I cannot do without. It's a mosquito racket. Brother, this thing should be sold for $1 million. It saved so many lives. So yeah, man. It's, I don't got this is a lifesaver.
After you for 5 years,
माँ का प्यार और माँ का ट्रीटमेंट अगर मिले तो आप कुछ नहीं खो सकते हो. एक पेंसिल का भी रिपोर्ट देना पड़ता था स्कूल में कि कहाँ घुमा दिया, कहाँ खो. सो आई हैव टू
ये तो मेरे इधर महीने महीने भर में टूट के चिड़िया बल्ला खिल जाता है, इससे हो जाता है खेल खत्म.
हाँ, वैसे 5 साल मैंने ज्यादा बोल दिया, शायद 1-2 साल हुए होंगे. चलो ठीक है,
ज्यादा हो गया क्योंकि थोड़ा सा
Hilarious. Nice, man. Thank you for sharing. We're still trying to get Devil the Rhymer back on the call, but hopefully soon. But in the meantime, you know, shout out to all the viewers on YouTube.
Yes.
There's a lot right now watching together. Shout out to Henna. You guys know Henna very well.
Of course.
Yes.
Fan
Shout out to Adrian Fernandez.
Adrian, big shout out, Adrian.
Kabir, you know, all of you guys, man, thank you for watching. Please keep commenting. We'll look at your comments and try to answer your questions. Okay, so we will move to the next segment of the show, and it's called Am I Lying? So, Am I Lying? In this part of the show, you know, I ask each of you guests to share three things about yourself. In the three things, say two truths and one lie. And then everybody else will guess, you know, what's true, or what's which one is the lie. So three things, two truths, one lie. I will start, so you guys have some time to think about it. I will start by saying I'm a huge Arsenal fan.
Lies. That's a lie. That's a lie for sure.
Oh, man. Okay, so I'm an Arsenal fan. Secondly, Desi Hip Hop was the agency that booked Nas for Gully Boy. And the third thing is, in my free time, I play video games. Which one do you think is a lie?
Damn.
Oh, my God.
You're definitely not an Arsenal fan, buddy. That's a lie.
Why am I wearing the shirt, man?
Because you're lying, brother, for this game. It was all a setup.
Wow.
I think the third one, then. Video game.
I'm actually quite conflicted because he looks like a gamer. He looks like he spends a couple of hours.
Nope. I just look like a pothead, but I don't play games.
I love how you link the two. Of course you do.
So even in those, one of those is true, by the way. So anyway. Okay. Yeah, I don't play games. So awesome. So, okay. So who wants to start? I want to hear three things. Two truths, one lie.
Oh my God.
Damn. Okay, chal, I'll go.
Okay. Slow chitta. Go ahead.
Okay. I have to say two truths, right? And one lie.
Yeah. Yeah. And then we'll guess which one is the lie.
Okay. So I love Old Monk.
Okay.
I've been in a bar fight.
Oh.
I got married when I was 27 years old.
I think number two, bar fight.
Is a lie?
I think so.
Can you
but Desi is like a fight.
Actually, yeah, I think it's Old Monk. Old Monk is a lie.
I don't think so. I think it's two. I don't think he's been in a bar fight. Who doesn't like Old Monk then?
No other. Okay, I got married when I was 28, guys.
Oh, shut up!
One more technicality.
You got us. You got us. You definitely got us.
I too.
I like that one. That was funny. Good one. Okay, cool. Thanks, man. That was a good one. You got all of us. Spitfire. What are three things?
Chalo. ठीक है तीन चीजें बोल बोलना है ठीक है हाँ तो आज मैंने नहाया नहीं है
सच सत्य वचन
रुक जाओ और मैं चीजें टाइम पे कभी नहीं देता हूँ
सच सो द थर्ड वन्स अ लाई
और मुझे पढ़ना बिल्कुल पसंद नहीं है
ओह तो तू ना है
मुझे सॉरी मुझे पढ़ना बहुत पसंद है एक्चुअली मुझे पढ़ना बहुत पसंद मैं तीन चीजें फिर से रिपीट कर देता हूँ तो बताना उसमें से क्या झूठ है ठीक है आज मैंने नहाया नहीं है मैं चीजें टाइम पे करके नहीं देता हूँ और मुझे पढ़ना बहुत पसंद है
पहला झूठ है तू नहाया है आज
maybe three I'm guessing three
yeah I'm on three
मुझे नहीं पसंद पढ़ना
काले इतना शायरी लिखता है पढ़ता नहीं है
क्या बात
maybe he listens to audio books you know so
yeah that's true okay
गाने ही सुनते रहता हूँ मैं ज़्यादा time
that's true
that makes sense all right cool yeah there you go See, you know, even though you guys know each other so well, we're still getting to know each other even better.
Yeah. That's true.
All right, Nuka, What are three things you can say?
Nuka. Oh, this is okay. Ah,
yes, go for it.
God. Okay, so once I wait.
Say it.
Yes,
that
thought. I love drinking vodka shots.
Okay.
That's one. The second is that I once took acid and got lost in a national park in Croatia after it shut.
This is too detailed to be alive.
Too detailed. Yeah, so it's definitely true. It's definitely true.
हाँ मतलब ये तो हम होंगे भी नहीं वहाँ पे. Guess कैसे करें?
And the third one is that I studied classical music when I was young.
Oh shit!
First one is a lie.
I fucked up. Okay, this is bad.
You said all truth.
No, sab sach. Nahi. Actually,
do jhoot bole aapne.
Oh,
galti se do jhoot bole.
Adat se majboor. So the only basically you don't like vodka shots and you didn't study classical. You did get lost on acid.
Okay. I cannot lie. I have a very hard time lying. Yeah. It's
like, that's a good thing. Yeah. That's a good thing, you know, for anyone. So that's good. And you know, no one
likes it.
क्या बात है कर दी शायरी स्पिट फायर क्या
Oh man, so thank you. Yeah, that was fun. That was nice.
That's fun. That
Rakis, your turn, bro. Let's try to guess.
Let's go, Shikhar.
Shikhar's
first will be I found Anushka when she was lost on acid in the national park in Croatia.
Oh god.
Okay, so the first would be I spend a lot of time gaming. Mm. Second would be I love reading books.
False. इनको मैं अच्छे से जानता हूँ. इनको मैं अच्छे से जानता हूँ.
That was too easy.
He's a easy person, यार. बगल में बैठते हो सब पता सब बोल देंगे. कोई दिक्कत नहीं है.
That's true. That's also true.
हाँ यार. He's a very sweet guy.
Heart on sleeves.
Sweeter. Sugar ke tukde.
That's awesome. Well, that was easy. And fast. Okay, cool, man. Thank you guys for sharing, man. That was fun. Like, you know, I got to know you better, each of you, you know. So that's awesome. Thank you for sharing. We're going to move to the next part of the show. It's called Social Undistancing. So right now in this world,
Anushka.
So right now in the world, we're, you know, socially distancing ourselves. But in this segment, I want to get to know each of us like a little bit better, you know, socially undistance a little bit, get to know each other better. So in this segment, I want each of us to ask each guest one question, you know, so we will all ask, you know, spitfire one question and he can choose whatever he wants to answer. He can skip answers. He can do, you know, what he wants to answer. So we will all ask him one question. So let's just start with Spitfire. So Spitfire, my question to you is, how did Ink Ink discover you? That's my question. let's have everybody ask you one question and then you can choose what to answer. Okay. So Nuka, what's your question for Spitfire?
What do you like more, producing or rapping?
Ooh, nice.
Good question. Rakis?
Who introduced you to non-vegetarian food?
What the fuck, bro?
Oh.
Wow. Nice. All right. And Slow Cheetah.
Would you rather be chilling alone or with people? What do you like more?
Okay. Okay. Nice questions.
चलो शुरू से शुरू करते हैं.
One second, Spitfire. Can you remove and bring him back? There's a tiny leg. Okay, try now.
Is it good?
Yes, yes. Much better. Let's go.
Okay. Yes, so the first question, actually, ये Inkink जो टीम था basically, हमारा जो टीम है, तो basically तब Inkink नहीं था, और एक कंपटीशन हुआ था, एक कमर्शियल बनाया था एक कंपनी के लिए, और उस कंपटीशन में आप सबको अपना एक बीट पे एक ट्रैक भेजना था, और अगर टीम को पसंद आता तो आप सिलेक्टेड थे, और आपको काम करने का मौका मिल रहा था रणवीर भाई के साथ ऑफ कोर्स. तो मैंने ट्रैक भेजा था अपना, तो मैं बहुत टाइम से लिख रहा था मेरे भाई वर्ल्डस्मिथ के साथ, शाउट आउट टू हिम, मेरा उसके साथ एक डुओ है रिप्रेजेंट. तो मैंने एक ट्रैक भेजा था, एंड दैट्स हाउ दे ओनली डिस्कवर्ड मी. अनुष्का दी, शिखर भाई, इन सब ने मेरा गाना सुना और इन लोगों को पसंद आया. तो अनुष्का दी ने ही मुझे सबसे पहला कॉल किया था, और उन्होंने बोला कि तू बॉम्बे आ जा एंड लेट्स वर्क, और अभी करते हैं सारी चीज़ें. तो फिर ऐसे मैं बॉम्बे आया था पहली बार मेरे डैड के साथ. यस, दिस इज द
जर्नी,
मतलब स्टार्ट हुआ था जब ही मैं, मेरा फर्स्ट ट्रैक ही था जो मैंने कंपटीशन के लिए भेजा था, वो मेरा फर्स्ट ट्रैक था, फर्स्ट एवर ट्रैक जो मैंने रिकॉर्ड किया था. ऑल्सो शाउट आउट टू जितेंद्र भैया जिन्होंने मेरा पहला ट्रैक रिकॉर्ड कराया था.
जितेंद्र आके तुमको
यस, जेसन भाई, मतलब उन्होंने मेरा पहला ट्रैक रिकॉर्ड कराया था. एंड देन अनुष्का दी ने पूछा था कि मुझे प्रोड्यूस करना अच्छा लगता है कि लिखना. सो लिखना मेरा लाइक प्यार है, वो मेरा घर है. प्रोड्यूस मैंने इसलिए स्टार्ट किया था, प्रोड्यूस करना इसलिए स्टार्ट किया था क्योंकि मुझे पता नहीं था आसपास कौन कौन प्रोड्यूस कर रहा है, मुझे कौन बीट्स देगा, क्योंकि मैं सीखना चाहता था और वो मुझे क्राफ्ट भी सीखना था. तो मैंने बीट्स खुद के लिए बनाना स्टार्ट किया था, बट ऑब्वियसली मेरे पास कोई डायरेक्शन नहीं था, तो मैं यूट्यूब ट्यूटोरियल से जो भी सीख पा रहा था मैंने वो सीखा, और बहुत सारी 100 चीज़ें जब ट्राई करी तब जाके मुझे एक बेसिक चीज़ आई, एंड देन धीरे 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 एक्सपेरिमेंट करते रहा, एंड यस होते गया. सो यस, आई लाइक रैपिंग मोर, ऑब्वियसली राइटिंग, और मैं खुद को हमेशा एक राइटर की तरह ही पोर्ट्रे करना चाहता हूँ. बट यस, आई कैन मेक बीट्स फॉर माई सेल्फ, एटलीस्ट बेसिक बीट्स. तो यस, ऑल्सो देन शिखर भाई ने पूछा था हु इंट्रोड्यूस्ड यू टू नॉन वेजिटेरियन फूड. ओके सॉरी, मेरे ऑमलेट सुन रहे होगे, बट वेरी इंटरेस्टिंग स्टोरी. तो जब गली बॉय में कर रहा था, एंड हम लोग पर्पल हिज स्टूडियो पर थे, एक ट्रैक के लिए रिकॉर्डिंग कर रहे थे मैं,
रणबीर, I love this story.
एंड डिवाइन भाई ऑब्वियसली. तो हम लोग सारे लोग को भूख लगी, तो मैं, डिवाइन भाई और काम भारी, हम तीन लोग थे, और हम लोग एक बेकरी पर गए. एंड मतलब मैं साइड में खड़ा था, डिवाइन भाई जाते हैं और वो तीन चीजें कुछ लेके आते हैं, देयर वाज सम पॉप काइंड ऑफ थिंग, और उन्होंने दिया, मुझे भूख लगी थी, मैंने खाया, फिनिश किया, एंड आई एम लाइक. तो काम भारी ने एक्चुअली पूछा, बोले भाई ये अच्छा लगा मुझे, ये क्या था? एंड ही इज लाइक दैट वाज सम आई डोंट नो रोल और कुछ, तो
चिकन पफ, चिकन पफ, चिकन पफ,
आई थिंक इट वाज
क्या हो गया, डिवाइन भाई ने तो धर्म भ्रष्ट कर दिया.
चीता भाई का क्या क्वेश्चन था, क्या पूछा था चीता भाई ने?
वुड यू रादर हैंग अलोन बाय योरसेल्फ और विद पीपल?
If it's my gang, obviously with my gang, वरना मैं हमेशा अकेले बैठना ही पसंद करता हूँ, बैठा रहता हूँ, बीट सीट्स बनाते रहता हूँ, मुझे अच्छा लगता है अकेले रहना, बट नॉट ऐसे जब मेरे पास चीजें रहती है, बट कभी कभी ऐसा रहता है कि राइटर्स ब्लॉक रहता है या कुछ भी चीजें चल रही होती है, तब मुझे बहुत अजीब लगता है अकेले में, तब आई ऑलवेज नीड माई गैंग. तो मेरे ये तीन जो बेस्ट फ्रेंड हैं मेरे होम टाउन में, दीपक, बॉबी एंड मेरा दोस्त आयुष, तो इन तीनों के साथ में चिल करते रहता हूँ. एंड यस, चार की चौकड़ी है हमारी.
नाइस, या थैंक यू फॉर शेयरिंग ब्रो, आई लाइक दैट, गुड स्टोरीज, गुड गुड आंसर्स टू ऑल द क्वेश्चंस. Let's ask questions to Nuka. Do you like what kind of music do you love to produce most? That's my question to you. Okay, so Rakis, what's your question for Nuka?
How many slaps can I give you in 1 minute? Guys, are you ready?
Yes. You ready? Okay, good timing. 3, 2, 1, go.
I'm like, you know, how much time do you spend on your phone?
You know, why don't you just go out of
By the way, she can choose not to answer those questions too. So,
are you supposed to choose only one question to answer to?
No, you can choose whatever you want to answer. You know, you can skip some questions. It's all good. Spitfire, what do you want to ask Nuka?
अच्छा दी, अगर आप म्यूजिशियन नहीं होते तो क्या होते, क्या कर रहे होते?
Great question. Great question. Slow Cheetah, what's your question for Nuka?
What would you choose between having the power to turn 500 people vegan or what the chance to perform at Wembley for Full House?
Wow. Okay. Yeah. I like that.
Vegan? Or to perform at Wembley or your favorite arena with a full house, like just a packed house with 1 lakh people at the best venue.
Oh, that's easy. 500 people vegan. That's without no doubt.
100%. Oh, really?
Wow. Well done.
But you know, if you performed at Wembley in front of 100,000, you could use that profit to turn more people vegan. So, you know, thinking. I think she has a lag.
Right on cue.
Dang.
Right on cue.
Where is Devil, yaar? I'm missing Devil now.
Yeah.
I think, bro, it's got internet ka scene hai, I think.
Yeah. Dang. Okay. Well, we'll. Damn. All right. We'll come back to it. They'll come back soon. Pretty sure. Yeah. Let me ask you a question, you know, while we're at this. What made you Slow Cheetah? What, you know, tell me, you know, you talked about your rap, you know, history a little bit in Wannabe Rapper.
Yeah.
You just gave a little glimpse of your childhood and stuff. You know, tell me, like, what inspired you to become a, you know, artist or rapper when you were?
Man, so I was listening to a lot of rock music growing up, actually. So hip hop and rock were two genres that I was listening to a lot. We'll carry on with that.
But you can answer your question and then we'll come back to her, because you know you were already.
So yeah, man, I was listening to a lot of rock music and hip-hop music and I honestly believe, like, what a rock star achieves, or like the life of a rock star, what we saw through the 80s and 90s, like just the image of a rock star was just incredible. It inspired me a lot to have that kind of lifestyle. I was really young and small, and to just see them do what they do, be so liberated on stage, just like without t-shirts, doing what they want, saying what they want, and inspiring so many people. I knew I wanted to be there, but I knew I couldn't be a rock star. I can't sing to save my life. Hip-hop was then something that I related to a lot. You know, it seemed like a form of expression that I related to much more than any form of music I've heard in my life. And I knew there is something in there. It's like it's a soulmate almost, you know, it that music goes straight to the soul and it resonates with me. So I knew that there was something there that I needed to pursue, that I needed to chase. And if I chased it enough, eventually it'll become something that I can also end up doing to sustain my entire life. And that's how it started.
Beautiful, man. That's awesome. Thank you for sharing. Mm-hmm. And that's really cool. You know, like, you wanted it and you did it. And now you're living that life, you know, like, you know, thank God.
Lots of fuel left in the tank, buddy. Still a long way to go.
Yeah, but you know, it's started. You're on that journey.
Yeah, true that.
That's amazing. Okay, so moving back to Nuka, the questions we asked. My question was, what kind of music do you like to produce? But I also, you know, while when you exited, I had another question in my head. And I also wanted to ask this one. You know, I'm cheating. Doesn't matter. My question is actually, you know, A.O. Byrne, you actually talked about really interesting subject matters, you know, about feminism, about, you know, about the struggle. I wanted to know what inspired you to make that song. So that's my question. Spitfire, what was your question again?
मैंने क्वेश्चन पूछा था कि अगर आप म्यूजिशियन नहीं होते तो क्या करते हैं आप लाइफ में क्या
yeah.
कर रहे होते हैं अभी
yeah. And I think she already answered Slochita's vegan question. So go ahead.
I mean back in the day, if someone had asked me this question, what I never really thought I would get into music professionally. I wanted to give my SATs. I had all these prospectuses. I wanted to go to Cornell and study advertising or to NYU. These were like my two preferred universities. And because a bunch of my, at that time, my boyfriend of the time was also at Purdue. Like a couple of my friends had done this and I was super excited by this idea. And then I just happened to go to this contest and like my music career just started. And then all of this stuff happened and I was just like, what? And that's how I arrived here. But I think I would have, now if I think I would be doing some kind of like
freedom fighter.
Some kind of activism work. But I think creating some kind of art in some sense with it. And what you asked me, the reason for A.O. Byrne was Bhadas. You know the meaning.
Yeah. Sounds like it.
Yeah, of seeing all this shit happening around, and I think that's something that is important to me. I want to be able to talk about the things that are around me, like through my art. This is where I kind of, many years ago, he was my manager at the time. He told me that, look, you can either be an activist or you can be an artist. Now you decide, because these are two different worlds. And I was like, oh my God, how can you, and he was like, look, you know, the universe has given you this gift and you can create art. So why don't you, through your art, speak about the things that are important to you that you want to put out there? And I was like, okay, this is good. And A.O. Byrne is actually like exactly that. It's just a result of just like frustration from everything that's around us.
Nice. Yeah, that's awesome. Wow. That's a very powerful song, in my opinion. Like,
it is.
Yeah, it's really interesting, exciting, and it's also high energy. You know, it's so much fun.
Yeah.
And the video is crazy. That video is so good. So fucking good.
Raat nache hai, bhai, aapko kya pata?
We shot that video over one night, but we did a lot of rehearsals for it because we had like everyone had to remember positions, and it was also my first time directing a video. Navzar, who's one of the founders of Ink Inc., he has been, like, yes, he's
Nirani.
He's amazing. We've been friends forever, and I've always worked with him. Like, he's the director. And, you know, he's always shooting and I'm always like editing, you know, but I'm always hanging around him. And this was like the first time that I was able to do this. And he was my AD and he really provided me this like amazing opportunity to be able to do something so killer. So it's really something that it was a release for me, you know, like I think I was, like even emotionally, I just feel like I'm in such a different place now. I'm not so angry. You know, it allowed me to let go of something. And that's just amazing.
Nice. Okay. That's awesome. Yeah. Thank you for sharing. I like that.
Yeah. That was amazing.
Yeah. Very good story. That's really cool. Awesome. All right. I'm looking at comments. They're really nice. Varsha says, Ayo, burn. Hey. Hina says, big ups to the dancers. OG Shez, shout out to you, Varsha, Adrian, amazing. Thank you guys for watching. Okay, so moving forward, let's ask questions to Rakis now. So my question to you, Rakesh, is I know you play a lot of instruments. Which instrument did you learn first and how? You know, when you were a kid or whatever the story is. That's my question.
The first instrument you learned. Really, really learned. I say it.
Why don't you say?
No, you say.
No,
you say.
Okay, that's my question. Spitfire, what's your question for Rakesh?
एक कोई memory अपने life से जो आप relive करना चाहते हो, like one of the most मतलब कैसी भी हो सकती है, but आप still उसको relive करना चाहते हो, not just कि वो happy memory है, इसलिए शायद आप कोई चीज fix करना चाहते हो या शायद उसको आप दोबारा से देखना चाहते हो to get something new और कुछ learn करने के लिए, तो कोई कैसी memory जो आप relive करना चाहते हो?
Nice, deep question. I like that. You have all the deepest questions, bro.
Spitfire is all about depth, buddy.
Beautiful.
I will ask Shikhar, which I really want to know. What is that one thing that you see for yourself, or that you really are chasing, or that you really see yourself? Ki meko ye karna hai, I want to be here, or this is exactly like what I want to achieve. Or what's that one dream that you're chasing?
Wow. All of these are such great questions. And you know, Nuka, you can also ask him a question too.
She's ready.
How many children do you have? Yeah, I have to get how many babies do you have?
Oh.
you can start by answering everyone's questions.
So I'll start with Anushka, since it's like one line thing. I have 20 kids.
Wow.
You've been
busy.
He's been busy. Ain't no lockdown in that household.
Actually, I wanted to ask him metal or hip hop, and then I thought
metal. That's metal, yeah. Of course, metal.
It's simple hota hai, isliye to maine pucha nahi. Mere man mein bhi aaya tha ye.
No, so technically, actually, you can't say hip hop or metal because hip hop is a lifestyle. It's not a genre. Mm.
Yes, that's my brother. That's my brother.
Hip hop is a lifestyle.
Yes. Yes.
But having said that, it would be, so for me, it's like if you say rap or metal, I would say that I listen to a lot of bands who are actually doing both.
Yeah, that's true.
So many metal bands who are now just belting out like these tracks.
Right. Makes sense. Agreed. That's cool.
What is it called? It's called Rectal Map. I'm just trying to find a way to forget it.
Rap metal.
Rap metal.
Okay.
That would be yours. Spitfires is very deep. Mm-hmm. I want you to see it again.
So one memory जो आप relive करना चाहते हो, कुछ भी हो सकता है वो.
So one memory that I would want to relive, because like your question was much bigger and you said that anything that I want to go back to and like
learn from again.
Way.
हाँ हाँ.
I feel
different perspective से देखने के लिए.
हाँ, correct. तो मेरे को लगता है अगर if you actually think about it and you want to go back to change something, your outcome will be different.
Hmm.
You know, so if you want to go back and do it in a different way, your outcome, that entire like timeline will be like completely changed.
Yeah.
You know, so how do you know like, the decision that you take to do it differently will turn in a positive or a negative aspect, or even neutral aspect, you don't know.
True.
Hmm.
Everything happens.
Yeah, lockdown mein bahut deep ho gaye sab log yaar.
So no regrets, basically. No regrets, no nothing.
Everything happens.
You wouldn't change anything.
Easy to say, especially during like this time where especially in the lockdown period where like you know mental health issues are, you know, there's so many right now.
Right.
And so, exactly. I feel like it's a, like to your answer, to your question, it would be one of my gigs that I played in Goa, actually. This was in 2012 or 13. And I played in this part of Goa called Ponda.
Hmm.
GEC college.
Okay.
And we played with this band called Bhayanak Bodh.
Yeah.
And we played on this stage where we had, like, I think there were around 4,000, 5,000 people at that time, you know, and
wow.
By the time we got on stage, like, it actually took like 3-4 people to hold the stage together because it was coming apart.
Oh, shit.
Okay. Monitors were falling down, the sound booth, there was a side POH, and it was just like, everything was just like falling. You know, the stage is splitting and monitors are falling down. And when I saw the audience, it was, man, I just saw like dust. I didn't see anything.
Was that fun?
It was a blast because by the end of it, I got up and I just like, I took my t-shirt and I just like wiped my face and it was just like black. But that was one of the most exhilarating gigs I have ever played in my life.
Yeah. Reverse polarity, Bhayanak Bodh, these are mad.
Reverse polarity represent.
Yeah.
This was but some Bhayanak Bodh. What is the name you said?
Bhayanak Bodh. Bhayanak Bodh. What a great name. Dude.
What is it?
What?
What is the
keep
name?
It, keep it. Keep it. Aaj paperwork kara lo iska sham ko.
Oh. Bhayanak Bodh is so good. How do we do this? We need to form a tech company and we have to call it Bhayanak Bodh.
Bhayanak Bodh.
Title of the next Ink Ink EP.
Bhayanak Bodh.
Especially with the art that Ink Ink does, it's going to be great.
Meher and Avian, man. Those guys are crazy. Meher and Avian. Nuts.
Best in the game. Best in the game.
Best in the game
period,
by far.
Period. Period.
Very so different.
Your question. What was it?
The one thing you're chasing, brother. One dream you're chasing.
To get his sister to do the deliveries on time.
What else? Your billiya. You're chasing them only.
I think the one thing that I'm actually chasing is just to be happy, man. Just like, yo,
well said.
Be like transparent because honestly, like, there's no time for bullshit, you know? Like,
right.
Agreed. 100%.
Humans are wasting each other's time and it's just unnecessary.
Right.
Agreed.
True. Yeah, there's no point in doing anything unless it makes you happy, right?
That's the only way forward, actually, is just that. Like, be transparent and be... You don't even need to be honest to other people. Be honest to yourself, you know? So, for me, it's like, that's what
Baba.
I'm saying.
Baba Shikhar.
Nice. Yeah, thank you for sharing, man. That's awesome. I agree with you completely, you know? Happiness is key. Without happiness, there is no success, you know? So many people just chase money, but if you're not happy with money, then failed.
Money can, at an extent, give you some kind of happiness, but you get bored of it.
True. 100%.
You get bored of it, like you might want to buy. Like,
से सिर्फ मजे मिलते हैं, happiness नहीं मिलती
है. अरे तुम्हारी माँ शो देख रही है, जरा behave करो अपने आप को.
Nice, man. Thank you, Rakesh, for sharing all of this. It was very deep. I loved it. So now it's Slow Cheetah's turn. My question to you, Slow Cheetah, is I already asked you a question previously, but my question to you is where do you see yourself in 5 years? Okay, that's my question. Spitfire, what's your question?
Yes, bro. सरल ही है, सिंपल ही है मेरा क्वेश्चन. तो हिंदी रैप या इंग्लिश रैप लिखाई में?
I also got one. Inspired.
And Nuka, what's your question for Slow Cheetah?
Rapping or acting?
All right.
Nice one.
वही के वही क्वेश्चन बड़े होते जा रहे हैं, मतलब लेयर लेयर बना रहे हैं भाई लोग सब
बैठ के. राकेश,
और बड़ा कर दो, अब एक्टिंग में कुछ पूछ लो.
लेयर
playing football.
Oh, fuck, God. That's fucking disgusting, Shikhar.
Playing football or
going where?
Going on stage.
And oh! Heart. Lag gayi. What lag gayi bhai tumhari?
So sick.
Oh. Oscars or Grammys?
Oh.
Oh, fuck. Oh. Yeah. I can choose to skip all, no? That's what okay, no. You went first. Where do I see myself in 5 years? Honestly, man, I stopped doing that when I was 18 consciously, seeing myself somewhere, because at 18, I thought I'm going to be launched by Yash Raj Films as a lead actor. And then I realized that life, I mean, what you see for yourself is actually useless because someone has much better and bigger plans for you. So I don't see myself, I see myself smashing it somewhere or the other with a smile on my face. That's where I see myself in 5 years. Spit asked me the next question, right? Spit said, rapping in Hindi only. That's actually, I love that question, bro. Thank you for asking that question. I always think that I write, like I think in English. My thoughts are in English. So my pen game is much stronger in English. If I were to use like, you know, technically I'm much stronger in English, but nothing feels like Hindi. It's the difference between asshole and gandu. If I say leave asshole, it doesn't make sense. But as I say chal gandu, it's a much bigger impact. So Hindi's
feel,
and
yes,
that
bro.
You know, Hindi has lot of heart and rhythm and melody in the words itself. So Hindi for sure for life, man. It's yes. Where home is.
Hindi hai
now. Now problem areas. Football or going on stage? It's disgusting of you, Shikhar. I mean, we keep talking about this. But in all honesty, I have said this before. I have never in my life felt as like, you know, there are many versions of yourself. I think the truest version of me is the version of me on stage. I don't think I've felt so alive ever in my life. So I would not give that up for anything ever for sure. So with a big stone on my heart, asshole, I'll choose football. Oscar or Grammy? Are you joking? Oh.
Layer.
Okay. I'd rather, because I'm looking for rewards in acting. Rapping is, I don't give a shit about the rewards. Music, as long as I'm performing and happy, so I take the Oscar.
Oh, wow. Nice one. Yeah. Yeah. Nice. So you're a musician, not for the awards, but for your heart.
I mean, I love awards, brother. I love awards. Don't get me wrong. I'll take a fuck Grammy any day. But I don't expect, I'm not doing it for the rewards per se. The rewards don't matter in music.
Grammy,
music is just
peeli bhi hai. Grammy. Sanitizer,
le lo mera. But,
thank you for sharing, bro, Slow Cheetah. But I have one more question for you. How bad did it feel when Sevilla...
Oh, shut the fuck up. Oh, you dirty.
Man United out of the Euro.
Man, you know, brother, can I tell you, all Arsenal fans do is talk about United losing at big competitions, but y'all aren't in any.
Hey, we won the FA Cup.
FA Cup, that's the one cup that you'll keep and drink coffee out of. Oh, my FA Cup, No, but both United and Arsenal... United and Arsenal both need a lot of improvement, man. Oh my God!
Liverpool and Man City are very scary, but
yeah, I agree.
Yeah, well, that's awesome. Okay, cool. I got my little, you know, Man United hit out of the way. I was waiting on.
By the way, Ranveer is a massive Arsenal fan, so
oh hell yeah, man! Hell yeah! Yeah, I've seen him, you know, in some of the games. Like he shows up.
Is the only wrong choice he made in his whole life.
That's hilarious, man. Well, thank you guys for sharing all that, man. There's so many amazing answers. You know, I got to know each of you so much better, and I love all the questions, man. So deep, so you know, so good, you know, so knowledgeable. So I love it, man. Thank you guys. We're almost near the end of the, you know, episode. This next segment is called Playlist Placement. All All right, playlist placement. So, you know, at Desi Hip Hop, we curate a lot of, you know, playlists on Spotify, Apple, etc. And we do numerous genres. We do everything. So in this segment, I ask each of you guys to share, what are you listening to? It can be any genre, anything. Just suggest music, you know, for the audience, for myself, for, you know, for everybody listening. You know, what are you listening to lately? It can be anything. So let's start with Slow Cheetah. Let's start with you.
Okay, so I recently came across a track called Tankwa Town by Oliver Koletsky. I think that's how he pronounced his name. It's incredible. It's this, he's used Bengali vocals and he has sampled the shit out of it and he's made such a beautiful song. And the Bengali vocals are actually, it's not sampled too much, to be honest. Also, they're from Baul. It's a form mm-hmm. of music that that hails in Calcutta, in Bengal, actually. And the lyrics are so, if you just understand the lyrics of what the lady saying, it's a 7-minute song and it's an entire journey. It's almost like you start in a marketplace. There's no music. There's then one instrument keeps coming in and being introduced. And then it has a massive crescendo and then it keeps coming out like that. Like they pull out one instrument at a time. And then you come back to the marketplace. So it's like an entire journey and it's incredible. Wow. That's what I've been smashing all day, all night.
That's sick, man. I'm Bengali, so like I'm from Bangladesh originally.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. Bro, you should please check this song out. It's called Tankwa Town.
Can you repeat that again? What's it called?
Tankwa Town. T-A-N-K-W-A. Tankwa Town.
Check okay. It. Awesome. Yeah, I'm going to rewatch this episode to make sure I get that.
Yeah, I get it.
Awesome. Okay, thank you.
Have you heard Shwapan from Cheetah's album, the new EP? Shwapan?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's Bengali too.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah. I really appreciated that one, man. Definitely. I like it. I vibe to that album a lot lately. Like, especially this past week, you know, we were preparing a lot of promos and stuff. And, you know, I was listening to a lot of Ink Ink stuff that you all released. And I was like, damn, you know, like I was really feeling it, you know, so it's awesome.
Thank
So, Nuka, what are you listening to lately?
So, Mihir Sood does all the art, the creative concepts at Ink Ink. And of course, we have an artist called Avian, who's also super talented. They work together. Mihir, I think, he's a creative genius. I would say he's a design thinker. And he recently introduced me to this artist called Minor Science. And I heard some of the stuff and I can't pick out the tracks yet, but it's blowing my mind. It's so killer. Yeah. Minor Science.
Nice. So yeah, we'll definitely check that out. And what kind of music is that? Like, what would you say? Like,
I feel like it's super meticulous, like technically.
Okay.
Drum and bass, but it's not really drum and bass. It's kind of like mm-hmm. drum core. I don't know how to describe it. It's very unique. It sounds like the name, like Minor Science, and you hear it and it's super
crazy.
What is it called again? Minus?
Minor, like major ka opposite. Minor oh. Science. Minor Science.
Nice. Yeah, we'll definitely check that out. Rakis, what are you listening to lately? Is it something metal? Or EDM, what are you listening to?
Meditation chalta hai yaar inka to metal sun ke.
Yeah. I like it too, like, there's this one particular artist, Meshuga. And Meshuga. That's actually like meditative music in a way for me. Although it's like fucking chaos. But right now, I haven't been listening to music in the past 2-3 weeks because I've been like working on their masters and mixes and just getting everything done, working on all the other music.
There's something that Shikhar is working on right now, guys, can I say something?
Yeah. Let us know. Let's get the secrets. Come on.
Shikhar had a band called Reverse Polarity, which is a metal band, and it was like, you know, super, they were really amazing. They were amazing music. And they did put out a CD, but back then, like 10 years ago, there wasn't a lot of streaming. So now, 10 years later, all the songs are going on streaming, like one by one. And so you have the entire reverse polarity album up there. But some of the guys from Reverse Polarity got together in the studio and did something fucking mind-blasting.
Wow. And
when we talk about metal or hip-hop, this is something that basically just got married together.
Wow.
So this is coming.
Vyana chaliye, the studio mein aake.
Let's do this. I can't wait to hear this, Shikhar.
Yeah. You heard it here first.
That's awesome. That's sick. Nice, nice. Yeah, I like that type of fusion sometimes.
Most of my time, I spend a lot of my time listening to podcasts by Joe Rogan or Jordan or like all these guys, all these amazing guys that are just like, there's so much information. Now, if it was only about music, I think I'm spending some time playing this new game that just came out, which is Doom Eternal. And it basically is laced with like guns, blood, and like metal. Doom is one of the old school franchises. Like, you know, it's like since the 80s.
Nice. So, okay.
That's what I've been listening to.
Shikhar, fair enough. The conspiracy that's that's existing on the planet and outside of the planet specifically. Let me just say that.
Nice. Well, that's cool. Yeah, thank you for sharing, bro. That's nice. And we'll definitely check out the old band music, and that sounds really cool. I'm excited to hear the new one. Spitfire.
Yes.
What are you listening to?
मैं मेरा प्लेलिस्ट ना ऐसे ज्यादातर तीन पार्ट्स में डिवाइड रहता है. तो एक तो रहता है लाइक मैं ओल्ड स्कूल हिप हॉप सुनते रहता हूँ, तो थोड़े थोड़े ऐसा बिगेल मोस्टेफ और थोड़ा थोड़ा उसमें पाक भी रहता है, बिगी भी रहता है. तो ये मेरा कॉन्स्टेंट रहता है, इनमें से मैं कुछ ना कुछ बजाते रहता हूँ. एंड देन दिस दिस वन आर्टिस्ट मैक मिलर, रेस्ट इन पीस मैक मिलर. तो उसको मैं अभी बहुत सुन रहा हूँ रिसेंटली. और फिर थर्ड जो पार्ट है मेरी प्लेलिस्ट का, वो है मेरा डिस्कवर किया हुआ म्यूज़िक. तो उसमें कुछ भी हो सकता है, वो बॉलीवुड भी हो सकता है, वो जैज भी हो सकता है, वो इंडियन क्लासिकल भी हो सकता है. बिकॉज जब से मैंने ऐसा प्रोड्यूस करना शुरू किया है ना, तो कभी भी कुछ भी नया गाना सुनता हूँ ना, तो अनइंटेंशनली मेरा दिमाग उसको तोड़ने लगता है कि अरे ये बेस लाइन बज रही है, अरे ये ड्रम्स बज रहे हैं, अरे ये चीज़ ऐसे मिक्स की गई है. तो मैं नया म्यूजिक हमेशा ढूंढते रहता हूँ, कुछ ना कुछ सुनते रहता हूँ. तो यस, ये सब चल रहा है.
Nice.
और बस, और अभी रिसेंटली मैं नरूटो देख रहा हूँ, नरूटो शिपुडेन. तो उसके कुछ कुछ स्कोर खतरनाक ही, उसका उसके ओरिजिनल साउंड ट्रैक्स क्रेजी है. तो मैं वही सुनते रहता हूँ कभी कभार.
Are you watching it in Jap or are you watching it in English?
I'm watching it in English only. हाँ, Japanese मैं नहीं देख रहा, because फिर बहुत भसड रहती है, कौन पढ़े यार subtitles. अभी वो देख रहा हूँ मैं बहुत time से, English में ही मैंने शुरू किया था, तो अभी वो हिंदी ऐसा लगने लग गया, तो वही देख रहा हूँ मैं.
Nice. Thank you for sharing. I love that. Shout out to all the comments, man. I see like Slick Two Shades was requesting Spitfire to drop some Spitfire.
Adrian, shout out to Slick Bhai.
Yes, shout out to him. Adrian Fernandez has a question for Slow Cheetah. Relapse or Encore?
Eminem ke beech mein. No, Encore, man. Encore.
Okay, yeah, I would agree. Yeah. All right, cool, man. Thank you guys for sharing, man. I love this shit. We're pretty much at the end of the show. At this part of the show, man, I ask, you know, each of you guys to just share a message that you may have for the audience. You know, if you have a message, this is the time to share it. And I want to start with Spitfire, man. You always have something deep to say. Mm-hmm. Do you have a last message for the audience before we leave?
Kuch nahi bhai, ye लाइक ये लॉकडाउन में मैंने खुद को भी ऐसे बहुत डिस्कवर किया है, खुद के अंदर भी ऐसे मैंने बहुत झांके देखा है, काफ़ी ऐसे लोज भी आए और अप्स भी आए मेरे ऐसा ये पूरे टाइम में. और मैं बस ये कहना चाहता हूँ कि कुछ टाइम के लिए अपना थोड़ा दिमाग शट डाउन करो सबसे पहले तो, और चीजों के पीछे भागना बंद करो यार। मतलब हर एक चीज, इवन सक्सेस के पीछे भागना भी, पैसे के पीछे भागना भी, ये पता नहीं क्यों बस एक एडिक्शन जैसे लग जाते हैं। मुझे लगता है कि आपको अपने जो प्रेजेंट है आपका, आपको जरा उसमें खुशी ढूंढनी चाहिए। इवन आज भी मैं सुबह से बहुत लो था, बहुत ज्यादा, और शाम को मैं सोच रहा था, बट मैं सोच रहा था कि आज कुछ ना कुछ तो अच्छा होएगा। और पॉडकास्ट भी, मुझे पॉडकास्ट पे भी जाना है, तो मैं ऑब्वियसली फन करूंगा वहां पे जाके। तो बस हमेशा आप जो भी मिनट्स आगे आ रहे हैं, जो भी टाइम आगे आ रहा है, उसमें बस खुशी ढूंढो, खुश रहो, अच्छा खाओ, अपने फैमिली फ्रेंड्स के साथ रहो, और बस यार पॉजिटिविटी फैलाओ और थोड़ा सा दुनिया को समझने की कोशिश करो। क्या है, दुनिया ना बहुत ऐसी फक्ड अप चीज है। अपन लोग बस वो चीजें फॉलो कर रहे हैं जो दूसरे बोल रहे हैं, या जिन्हें अपन इंटरनेट पे बहुत वोक समझते हैं या पॉलिटिकली करेक्ट समझते हैं, तो हम बस उनकी ही लिखी पढ़ी बातें देख रहे हैं, सुन रहे हैं। अपना खुद का दिमाग कोई भी यूज नहीं कर रहा है। अगर आपके सामने 10 लाख लोग कोई चीज कर रहे हैं ना, तो जरूरी नहीं है वो सही हो। जो आपके लिए सही है आप वो करो, और यार बस खुश रहो यार, बस सरल सी चीज है, बस मैं तो इतना कहूंगा। बाकी तो बस जय माता दी, जिंदगी है, चलती रहेगी, आना जाना चलता रहेगा। खुश रहो, बढ़िया खाओ, बढ़िया संगीत बनाओ और सो।
Lovely.
सिंपल।
और
Very
सो
nice. I love that, bro. I love that. And thank you for sharing, man.
थैंक
A
यू
lot of
भाई,
us are feeling the same things, like how you felt today. But
यस
many people, even the audience, even us, we don't feel comfortable to share that, hey, today I
एग्जैक्टली
had a bad day. Today it was feeling weird. So thank you for sharing. By you sharing,
Thank you, brother. Thank
others
you.
will feel inspired, So that is very nice, man. Thank you, bro. That is awesome. Slow Chita, bro, what's your message for the audience?
I agree with him. It's exactly what I think also, man. It's simple, it's basic, just be happy. We've been conditioned to learn that happiness lies in things that actually don't give you happiness. Happiness is not something you need to chase, you already have it. अपने अंदर है वो, हमें लगता है कि ये होगा तो हम खुश हो जाएंगे, बट हम खुश हो सकते हैं विद एग्जैक्टली व्हाट वी हैव, एंड देन वी कैन फाइंड आउट व्हाट वी वांट टू चेज एंड व्हाट वी वांट टू अचीव, एंड दैट्स ऑल सेकेंडरी। प्राइमरी इज पहले खुश हो जाते हैं। जस्ट बिकॉज समवन स्प्रेडिंग हेट, जस्ट बिकॉज हेट इज पॉपुलर, जस्ट बिकॉज इंसल्टिंग समवन इज कूल, यू डोंट नीड टू डू इट, यू डोंट नीड टू जंप ऑन अ बैंड वैगन बिकॉज पीपल आर डूइंग सो। यू कैन स्प्रेड लव एंड गेट that much love back. You can inspire people by spreading love rather than hate, so choose wisely.
Nice, well said, bro. Well said. I like that a lot. Thank you for sharing, man. Nuka, what would you like to share with the audience?
I have a tip.
Yes, please.
I've been trying to find tips and tricks to hack my brain. Because as we all know, there's so much of noise from the outside, and there's so much going on around us, and there's so much incoming. There's so much incoming right now with on the phone, on the internet, like from news and from around us. And I think your brain becomes this place where there's no space to hear your own voice. And one of the things that I have found that has really, really helped me is something called the morning pages. It was in this book called The Artist's Way, and it is something, you don't have to be an artist to apply it. It's something super simple. When you wake up in the morning, you just write. It's like brain vomit, okay? You wake up in the morning and you just write 3 pages of, you don't have to show it to anyone. You don't ever have to read it again. You don't have to do anything with it. You just write whatever is in your mind. You just put it down. And you have to do 3 pages. And even if you have nothing to say, you write, I have nothing to say. I have nothing to say today, or maybe. And what this helps you to do is really to find out what is really inside you, your true thoughts, what you're really feeling, as opposed to the stuff that's coming to you from, around you. And I think that especially, like you said, in this lockdown, the way that we've been feeling, it's really important to connect within. To
Right.
ourselves. I think this is a great way to hear what's inside us, and also take care of your environment. Yeah, just
Yeah.
take care of everything that's around you, take care of the animals, take care of, like, you know, take care of the earth. This is our home. The planet doesn't need us. She's going to chew us and spit us out. But if we want to, you know, be healthy and we want to be happy, we have to look after each other and we have to look after our species.
Nice. 100%. I agree completely. That is really true. You know, in this lockdown, even I've been trying to, you know, your advice is really perfect. I've been trying to follow that, actually. Try to journal every morning, you know. And then, you know, what the problem I've been facing is that I, like, write down my thoughts, like, for two days, 3 days, and then the fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh day, I forget. And then start again. I'm like, shit, I got to do this again. You know, but it feels so good when I do it, you know. So I'm trying to get better at that. So very good advice. Thank you. I love that.
Exercise 72 days if you keep doing something.
Not 21 days.
Is it 21 or is it 72?
No, 21. Well, actually, I don't know, 72. They say 21 days you do something and it becomes a habit.
Right.
So basically, you have to convince yourself to. It's discipline also. No? That's, I think, something that we all, I mean, even I lack discipline, you know. I find it super hard to you know, say, okay, I have to get exercise every day. I have to do something every day, you know. But it's, I feel like if you can find one thing in the day, like, okay, every day I'm going to watch the sunset, no matter what happens.
Right.
So you find one thing to do in the day that you do every day at the same time, and your body kind of builds an entire rhythm around it. It's a hack. It's like,
That's right. You got to practice discipline to get better at it. That's perfect. Shikhar, bro, Rakis, what's your message for the audience?
I think they've pretty much summed it up. Like, these are exactly my thoughts when it comes to just be a fucking human being, by the end of it. Just stop with wasting time trying to. I don't even, like, you know, that's what I mean. Like, you know, we pretty much summed up all of this. I think the basic...
Right.
Basic, totally. My basic message would just be that, like, you know, just be a human being, just be decent. Do well for yourself and ask better things for yourself and for the people around you. You know, that's the only way to make through this. Like, you know, it's not even about COVID. Because COVID is actually, like, it's one of the biggest things that we're talking about right now. And, like, you know, it's something that we're going to be talking about even when we're 50 and 60.
Yeah.
You know, what were we doing, you know, during, you know, it's going to be a conversation. Like, do you remember that time in 2020?
We're
stuck at home for a year.
Yeah.
But I think if you actually see it from a overarching point of view, it's this year, 2020, if you actually see it, we had so many problems that we had prior to Corona, and now we're having to face it, you know, head on. So it depends on, and this is what defines you, it's the choices, right? It's what you choose. If you're going to choose to face those issues and try to sort them out or try to figure out some sort of solution, there will be progress, there will be evolution, there will be some sort of growth.
Yeah.
But if you continuously avoid that, you still go down the same regressive path.
True.
It's you're wasting your time and you're wasting valuable time of other people who only have the best of intentions for you.
Yeah.
You know?
True. Nice. Awesome. Yeah. Thank you for sharing. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. That's true. You are right. You know, years later, many years later, people will ask us, what were you doing during the COVID times? This is like our world war. You know? Like, it's crazy, man. We're that generation. That's nuts. Anyways, man, thank you so much, guys. Thank you all for joining. You know, I'm sad
that
Reimer couldn't stay, but thank you all for your time. You know, thank you for sharing all these amazing stories.
Thank you for having us, man.
Hell yes.
Yeah.
Bahut mazaya, bro.
Thanks to you, we met each other also.
Maybe, you know, maybe this is a sign you guys should, you know, call each other on video a little more.
Yeah, maybe.
I'm just kidding. All right, man. All right, guys. Thank you so much, man.
Thank you.
Today, you know, this was an awesome episode. I love it. And, you know, I will talk to you guys very soon again. Good luck with everything. I'm excited for the next song. Let's check out the next EPs, albums, everything you got, man. Big power to you guys.
Thank you. You too. See you.
Thank you. Peace. DJ Raffled Up, yo. JC Hip Hop General. Check. Unfiltered. Con artist. New York City. Yo. We ain't cloud chasing. We about facing the devil. You about hating. We about raising up people levels. Ain't no doubt, Mason. I'm building upward. You seeking trouble. I'm out waiting. Caught in the matrix, but keep my hustle. The devil whispered what I come mentally with the muscle. When the rebels spitting sentences, all of these kids with bubbles. Still I meditate and lift my dimensions while preaching love. I won't hesitate to rip you with lyrics to reach your knuckles. The game's twisted. All of